Hello and welcome to podcast one of Just 4 Minutes. I'm your host, Nualan. Do you know your top three personal values? Most people think they do, but when I ask them, there's silence. But you know, you probably do know your top personal values. However, there's a difference between knowing your values and truly living by your top values. As an example, we all know that around 8 hours of sleep a night is ideal. However, does our lifestyle always reflect that knowledge? Often it doesn't. The same goes for values. We may be aware of our values, yet we do not consistently act in alignment with them. So what are values? Values are the principles that guide your choices and behavior. Values are the things that matter most to you. And what's an example? If security is one of your top values, you'll feel most centered in a stable job and living in a safe neighborhood. However, if creativity is a top value, you'll feel most centered when you're creating something. This could be painting, writing, or using your design skills to make something beautiful. Over time, of course, your values may change. Think of them as your internal compass, always guiding you in the right direction in your life. Some people call it your personal North Star. Why do values matter? Your values influence your decisions. They influence your relationships, and they influence how you show up in those relationships every single day. So here's today's quick win, and I want you to really take this on. To be able to name your top three values as easily as you can say your phone number or your home address. And there's science behind this. There's research, including from Stanford, that suggests that the simple process of identifying your values can benefit you in many ways in terms of your well-being. So here's today's quick win, and I really want you to take this on. To be able to name your top three values as easily as you can say your phone number. And to help you act on this quick win, I'm offering you two things. Firstly, I have a list of online values identification tools, including from Harvard, where you can identify your top values for free. Secondly, in the podcast section of my website, there's a one-page visual summary that you can use as a reference for this podcast. If you like both of these, please send me an email. I'll be very happy to send them both your way. In the next podcast, I will show you two things. One, how to apply your values, especially when making difficult decisions. And two, why living your values is like putting on a seatbelt every time you drive. Because ultimately, that's what this is about. Putting your values into practice to live a life that's aligned with what matters to you. Thank you for listening.